Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Jim Mueller joins us on today's program to take a look ahead at 2019 for the city of Pella. This is part two of a two-part interview. And now 2019 is shaping up to be an even busier year, Mayor Mueller, as we head into look ahead for our goals and accomplishments. 2018 really laying the groundwork for some very significant projects and initiatives that are coming up. What, in your mind, are the big overarching goals that the mayor and council will be focusing on to make sure those projects really take shape here in 2019?
Well, I think as we talked just a moment ago, is one of our accomplishments in 2018 is really just a carry forward, and that is housing development. Our goal is to try to make sure that we have or develop at least 150 housing units on an average per year over the next 6 years. So that is solidly on our top five list of things that we need to focus on in 2019. I'm also really excited about bringing the hydroelectric power plant online. That's obviously not a city project, but the benefits associated with being able to bring that online and connect it to our city electrical infrastructure will provide us with a very stable and significant resource, not only in the short term, but also in the long term, so that it will help really stabilize the needs of the community. Boy, going on, there's also, the list never seems to to fall off. It's kind of like your honey-do list at home, right? There's when one comes off, three more get added on. You know, supporting the local businesses and industries in order to grow. Again, I just talked about the Lely announcement this last week, and I think that's obvious, and that helps support the community in general. Being able to get the housing up to have people be able to live and grow and support the community in the community, I think is a huge goal that we need to try to facilitate and manage. The next piece that we're really looking at as well is the adding the telecommunication utility to the community. We've done a lot of the facility studies or the feasibility study, I'm sorry. And that's proven to be something that it looks like it would be a good investment and a good opportunity for us to provide upgraded services to our community. The next step is to really do the design and bid prices to make sure that the financial aspect comes in at or where we would expect it to be. And then, quite frankly, it's a quick turn from feasibility into design into production and into the build-out. So I think you're going to see a lot of movement on that in 2019, and I'm excited to be able to have a part in providing that to the community. The other thing, too, that's been a really long project that is finally getting to the point where we can start creating a physical presence, and that is the airport. We've talked about and had a lot of activity with working together with our partners in Mahaska County and the city of Oskaloosa to create a new regional airport to support the entire area. And we've gotten to the point now where we really feel comfortable that within the foreseeable future, we're going to be able to start addressing the issues and go into a land acquisition mode, which should help us move that project forward at a pretty fast rate after that.
What is your vision then as you enter this year of, it's the last year of this term, you got an election coming up, and there's a lot to do probably from your perspective?
Well, I think my biggest focus for the last year of this term would be to just continue the momentum and to listen. There's far too many times where people will step up and stand on the soapbox, if you will, and shout at people and say, this is what we want to do and this is what we're going to do and blah, blah, blah. And they don't always step back in enough to listen to the people that they're trying to provide services for. So I would say that that's probably one of my personal biggest goals, is to take some time, take a breath, and listen to what the demands are of the community and really move forward with that. And again, as I started this interview, our conversation, I was really proud of and pleased with the safety aspect of what we were able to achieve with the community. And I would like to say that that's probably another one of the biggest things for 2019 that I'd like to focus on. And that is, again, providing a safe, and nurturing community for the families to grow. I would encourage people to participate, to volunteer, to offer your opinions, to offer your skills in order to help make the community a better and more welcoming place for everybody to live in. And on a final note, I would just really like to reach out. Now, we're doing this interview before Christmas, so I would like to reach out and tell everyone that I would like to wish them a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Once again, that was Pella Mayor Jim Mueller. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.